Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had harsh words for his political adversaries from the opposition reform movement during Friday prayers in Tehran. Mr. Ahmadinejad, who took a low profile in weeks of unrest following his alleged landslide victory in Iran's disputed June 12th presidential election, claimed that his reformist opponents are now in disarray. He says that with God's will, the Iranian nation has slammed the villains in the mouth during the elections, and after 2 months, they are now stunned and have lost their way. A fierce crackdown by Iranian security forces following weeks of opposition protests, including thousands of arrests and alleged torture of detainees, has dampened what had been a serious threat to Iran's 30-year-old Islamic Republic. The Iranian president went on to call on Iran's judiciary to prosecute reformist leaders for their alleged crimes. He says that the foremost duty of the judiciary and security forces is to deal with the leaders and masterminds of recent unrest. All leaders who organized and fomented that unrest and played the game of our enemies must be challenged and confronted, he charged, and the instigators of those riots should have no immunity from prosecution. Iran has already put scores of opposition leaders, journalists, politicians, and ordinary protesters on trial for inciting violence and unrest. Opposition leaders Mir Hussein Mousavi, Mehdi Karoubi, and former President Mohammad Khatami have all challenged Mr. Ahmadinejad's legitimacy, arguing that he won re-election through fraud and vote rigging. The crowd at Tehran University's prayer grounds chanted death to America and death to the traitors at timed intervals as the Iranian president spoke. Mr. Ahmadinejad's assault against opposition leaders comes at a time when he is being criticized by his own supporters for using poor judgment in trying to form a new government, and while Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has softened criticism of the opposition. Ayatollah Khamenei, during a Wednesday speech, retracted previous charges that opposition leaders were being backed by foreign powers. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.